Now, this is the word I hear from the Spirit of the Lord. I hear the word stationary. You have been stationary for a long time. Stationary in the fact that you have not progressed farther than the Father desires of you. And the Spirit of the Lord is calling you tonight to step out and make a move. The action you take as you are led by the Spirit will bring provision. But here is what I hear, the instruction from the Father. And bind with Him and wait in His presence, whatever it takes. Take a few hours of the day and sit and wait with the word of God on your hands. The Spirit of the Lord will reveal the scriptures and bring them life to you. And sometimes you will be learned exactly what you need to read for that day. As you do the steps that you are going to make, will bring the desires of your heart. For the Spirit of the Lord will have substance to create that which you need as you make that step. So the days of station, being stationary, are ending tonight. You say you're waiting on the Lord, but the Lord says, I'm waiting on you. And sometimes you don't move because you don't know what to do. But the Lord instructs you tonight. Spend time in His presence and wait. It's okay if you don't hear anything, but your heart will be conditioned as your purpose in your heart that you are entering in His presence and waiting in His presence. For it's in His presence there is everything you need. Now, for those who have gotten breakthroughs over one area here, but there are still other areas, the Lord says, it's my time for my people, and there is more. And how to attain to the next level, how to receive what the other thing that you need so that the puzzle can be complete, is dependent upon your waiting on Him. So choose this day a time during your day to wait in His presence. When you seek me for a relationship, when you seek for me for a relationship and not for what you can get, I'll give you everything else you need. So do not seek me for things, but seek me for a relationship. For I created you in my image, in my own image, so I can fellowship with you and walk with you and guide you and show you things to come. For the plans I have for you, the plans to give you a future and a hope, are the plans that are complete, are the plans that are sure, not like the plans of men. So as you seek me and seek my face, seek me for fellowship. And as I come and walk with you and talk with you and walk with you and ride with you, I will show you those details that you need. For there are details, there are strategies, and there are keys. The keys are with me. The keys are in my presence. So in waiting and in seeking, you'll find those strategies and you find those keys, and you'll say, oh, wish I knew this longer. But it's our day. It's your time. It's your time. It's our time. It's our time. And you move quickly now and into position for the life, for the things that God has prepared for your life. Oh yes, the enemy thought he has wasted your time and your life. But now is the beginning of a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing on the earth now. Shall you not see it? Shall you not know it? But as in my presence, and as you wait in my glory at my presence. For my glory will reveal. For my glory will show. For my glory will give you the spirit of might and the spirit of wisdom, even to face those giants in front and behind. For there is no giant greater than my power. There is no giant greater than my name. There are no giants greater than the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Halabakosko bandingele boska. Ha ha shibro zevrende bakoske mananda. Just pray in the Holy Spirit just for a moment. What in those moments, just to be Klasokura Mahaya. Just find a place and pray in the Spirit. There's something happening in the Spirit in your life and in my life. All of us who are here tonight, the presence of the Lord is here. Krusha Bregabando Skanbo Lambra Davokoske Belenda. Oh, hallelujah. Father, to be closer. Skoboranga, Kalemanana Nikoshkalaba, Rabro Koshka Barambre, Shite Demba Kranda Boskan Tamala Kaskiti. It's in the presence. Ishikraba Kranda Basunda. Moving quickly now. Moving quickly into position now. Moving quickly into position now. Moving quickly into position now. Restitution now. Restoration now. Restitution now. Restoration now. Restitution now. Restoration now. Restitution now. Restoration now. Oh, by the power of the Holy Ghost. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Korabaka takarabaka. Jingre bogro zambra gabaka taramashan. Zemba Santa, 7 times. Devil, you bring back 7 times of what you have stolen from the people of God. Oh yes, I see that. And as Sabora Kenambro Kosken Rebra Koshke Rabakroskana Maganda. But we demand a restitution and a restoration. Oh Rabato Rosso Grum Rebakata Rabasko Derebakaya. In the authority of the name of Jesus. Oh, we move into a position now. Oh, we enter into the Palangra. Songro Brebakat Katara Bokuskonda Barada. There is more, there is more, there is more. And we sabrokoske brakabara mangraskotenda mingranda bokonska barangra debokoske baranda arabakoska ramongreka rushambre babirevekoske rebaganda rushambranda ngandere bokoske rebagarianda shibruda kadanda Araboshikaramo, Shora Bambre Vegas Combre Vadishkala Mango. Ha 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 ha. I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, some that has held it back for you will come in a hurry. They will run to you to bring it in a hurry. Because ha ha, the glory will reveal, and when you see, you command it, and when you command it, things will take place. You have to declare it. Declare what does belong to you. Declare that which you need, and as you declare what that which you need, ha 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 ha. Hey, it will have no option but to come and akoskelea and orevo koskele manganda and amokoska balakaya. Woo, it's a wonderful night tonight, Lord. I love it to be in your presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the glory. I'm talking about the presence. I'm talking about the greater one who loves us. Oh, how am I gonna know in the glory? How are you gonna know in the glory is waiting in his presence with the word of God before you and saying, Holy Spirit, here I am. I have been stationed for so many years. I have to touch it. I move with you, Holy Spirit. the light of God is gonna shine to the promise. I say the light of God is gonna shine to the promise. And you'll see it. Spoken to you by a servant of the Lord. Now, at the time it confirmed with what was in your spirit, because the Holy Spirit himself had revealed that same thing to you. But it appeared like it went on a dive and took so long, and you lost courage and you lost hope. That word came first from the Spirit of the Lord, and then a servant of the Lord sent to you, confirmed the word. And as a matter of fact, after a certain season, it came back around. Another servant of the Lord came and confirmed it to you. And you wondered, Lord, what happened there? I did not receive that which was spoken to me by you first and confirmed by your servant. But this is what he says. There is the man one side, there is your part to play. If you did not hear it and you don't hear it, wait in his presence and wait in his glory. For clarity and for direction. And the Holy Spirit in his presence, he will show you exactly how to go. Because it's not the wisdom of men, but it's the wisdom of God. That's what I hear in my spirit to tell you and to say to you. I know I received that myself. At times, and we're going to pray again in a little bit here for a minute, there are things that God is speaking and revealing to the church. Tonight is unusual, but hang with me here for a minute. We are a church that flows with the Spirit. And I don't know why I'm hearing this from the Spirit of the Lord, because I didn't don't preach, neither say so much you go by the word of a prophet. The prophet is supposed to confirm what's already in your spirit, not to tell you what to do. We are not led by the prophets, we are led by the Spirit of the Lord. But the Lord is saying they are servants of the Lord, dedicated and elect of God, that flow with the Spirit of God, and they hear from the Spirit of the Lord, and they know the Holy Ghost. And when they speak to you, it's like something will shut out in your belly and you will know it. Because it will bear witness in your spirit. But you have lost 2-3 ones. I will not say you have lost them, but they were spoken to you. And it was repeated to you again last couple of several years. And just recently, you hand the Lord deal with you about it. I seen just recently you and the Lord deal with you about it. And what the Spirit of the Lord was dealing with you, the reason why it came in your heart is, what are you going to do about that? The Lord, what do you want me to do about that? And you actually, as a matter of fact, told him about your financial situation. He doesn't want to hear that. And what are you saying to me tonight? Is, don't look at circumstances. He is full of counsel. But you'll get his counsel in the presence and in the waiting. And you have to spend time with him desperately. Depends on how desperate you are. Sometimes when everybody else goes to sleep, you have to lay on that carpet and look up and say, Lord, I know truly that this was from you. And this, it came from you. You have a way, and you know exactly how to deliver it to me. Show me. I can assure you that through the scriptures, because we are not speaking our own words. Jesus prayed this prayer, and he said this prayer, and it's okay for just a minute. We stay in the months of prayer. Let's not lose this flow. And I'll ask the Father, and he'll give you another comforter. In the Amplified, it said, a counselor. He'll give you a counselor. Man is not your counselor. Holy Spirit is your counselor. He also says in the Amplifier, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, standby. Why? That he may remain with you forever, not for a season. Forever. How many would like to have a friend that is gonna abide and remain with you forever, regardless of how you miss it? Because God knows we miss it. Every one of us. I miss it, you miss it. Nobody can play cute here. We all miss it. And verse 17 of John 14 says, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. You cannot convince the people you are working with. You cannot convince the people in the world that Holy Spirit is there, because they cannot receive him. They cannot welcome him. They cannot take him to heart, because it does not know him. They do not recognize him. But Jesus says, but you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be with you forever. And you know how serious Jesus was. He did not leave talking about this in those two verses. He went on to verse 18. And this is what he tells you in verse 18. This is Jesus. I will not leave you as orphans. I will not leave you comfortless. I will not leave you desolate. I will not leave you bereaved. I will not leave you helpless. So what is that word of the Lord that came and the servant of the Lord confirmed it to you? I am hearing that. The servant of the Lord came and confirmed something that was spoken to you. And let alone the Holy Ghost brought it back to you, and you didn't do nothing about it. And the reason you did not do nothing about it, you wanted to do something about it, but you did not know how to start, and you did not know how to do it. But the Holy Ghost is saying, here is where I come in, and this is where I am big. If you give me just a little bit of your time, and sit and wait show you exactly how to do it. And the first step will produce a miracle, but the next step will produce miracles. And he says, then I'll come back to you. Now, Jesus did not want to leave this subject either. It was so good for Jesus to talk about the Holy Ghost. So verse 25 of John chapter 14 says this. I love to talk about Holy Spirit because he's my best friend. He's the one who brought me from Africa, help me, and gave me counsel from Africa, from the dust of the chicken and goats to a palace. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A good place, and I give him praise, and he knows I mean that. Boys, you are loving there, telling you this the truth. One day I'll take you back there where I used to live. Verse 25 says this: I have told you these things while I'm still with you, but the Comforter, the Counselor, remember again, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Advocate, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. That means in my place, when I am gone. We don't need to cry, Jesus, where are you? Because he says, you come, the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. He is here. He is in us. He is with us. Here is the deal, though. He will not speak unless you tell him to speak, unless you give him room to speak. He will not force himself to say anything to you. You have to ask him. He says, he will teach you all things, and it will cause you to recall that word that came from you, for you, 11 years ago, some 8 years ago. That word, he'll bring it to your remembrance. Jesus, I love you. See, 1988, in the very remote jungles of Africa, I was supervising a national exam, Kenyan national exam. And the Spirit of the Lord, I was on a desk, and the pupils were there writing the exam, and I was on the front. You know, we hand the papers, and then we see teachers sit in front. And the Spirit of the Lord says, son, from today on, I want you to know me from my word. See, I knew God from preachers. That's all where we started anyway. I knew God from people preaching, but I never knew God from my relationship with him, with the word. There is a difference. You can make him your personal friend, or you can just go to church or hear your best preacher. But he said to me, know me from my word, for I will use you internationally. 1988, that's 20 some years ago. Never heard of, well, I heard of America, but I didn't know where I was and which side of America I was. Little did I know that I'll have people from Pakistan and India and the Middle East, and Uganda, and South Africa, and Kenya, and Tanzania, and Zambia, calling me to go do meetings and conferences. Little did I know where I would be in Tampa today, 20-some years ago. But through my life, that same one he spoke to me 22-some years ago has been brought to remembrance. Holy Spirit, ask, help me recall that. That's why I remember it. You cannot forget. If it's a true word from the Holy Ghost, if it's a true word of the Holy Ghost, if it's a true word from God, if it came by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, and the servant of the Lord confirmed it, you can never forget. forget it. You will not forget it, and it will not leave you, even if you didn't want it. Carlos, it will come to you. In that car, I don't care how busy you are, it will come to you, and you ignore it, and it will come to you again. Until you leave this heart, he is going to continuously tell you, when are you going to obey that? There is a priority. The kingdom is the priority. The kingdom of God is the priority. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness, feel the fire of the Holy Ghost on me right now, and all this righteousness and all other things will be added unto you. 1 Corinthians 5:20 says, you are Christ's ambassadors, and you have tools that are made of heaven, not tools made of earthly. They are silver and gold, and the tools heavenly places, hallelujah, and they will never perish. One of them is the love of God. I didn't mean to preach in a prayer meeting, but let me tell you what the Holy Ghost is saying. We are the people to see his glory in this last day, so that our sons and daughters can walk in new places of liberation. What we need is not another information. We need revelation knowledge. And he brought it to remembrance. He says it will cause you to recall and will remind you, bring to remembrance everything I have told you. Do not lose heart. And the Holy Ghost is saying to me to tell you tonight, do not lose heart, do not give up, do not be dismayed, and do not be afraid, and do not think your years are over. He can make you live another 200 years if he wanted to. Ah, kushta bar koska mele mokskele borama koska barandambo koske. And Jesus didn't want to leave this chapter either. He says, I ain't not done yet. So he goes to verse 27. And this is the verse I want to finish with. It's verse 27. The peace you troubled. How is that going to be? Even Mary said, how shall it be? I have not known a man. You're telling me that I shall have a baby. But at thy word, how shall it be? I'm going to have a wonderful facility, Pastor. How shall it be that I'm going to have a wonderful wife, my friend? By the way, I saw that. How shall it be, Carlos? I'm going to have another 6 cars. And 6 drivers, so I can be free to roam around the country and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are not here just to play church. I don't want another religion. I don't want another church. I want a church full of ambassadors. One is coming from Spain, another from France, another from Africa, another from Colombia. And we come and testify. Look what the Lord has done. This is what God is doing. Hallelujah. Kosha kaba koromo koshka baranda. Because Jesus is coming quickly. And we must be busy about his kingdom. Now, peace I leave with you. My own peace, and I'll give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. So do not let your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. In other words, stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed. And do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and unsettled. Just relax and know that he is God. The best place I have found, this is me, he may lead you differently, is in a quiet place with with the one who talks to me. There is a place you reach with God where you don't care about what man says. Don't let the fear of man and what man gonna say when you make that move to obey the Lord. Because what happened is that so-and-so, what are they gonna think? I have to borrow permission from so-and-so, and I have to have, listen, we don't have no ties up here. I don't have to ask no permission from anybody to do the will of the Father. That's the first thing I wanted, freedom, to obey the Lord, to move by the Spirit. Now, I have men like my pastor who I respect, and I may share things here and there, but he knows that we move by the Spirit. And if I tell him the Holy Spirit is saying, he says, I bless you, son. I know. I see, I let him also, because he's my pastor, be a witness. You know. But what I'm saying is, if it's true of the Spirit, you are not going to be afraid. Don't let the fear of man stop you from making strides forward to obey the Lord. Many people and many men today, and I'm sorry to say, ministers of the gospel have shut out to the people from obeying the Lord because they are out to build their own kingdom, but not the kingdom of our God. It's not about our kingdom. It's about the kingdom of our God. The vision we have for this place, and Pastor, we ask for your prayers. We are going to pray for a little bit here in a minute, just about a few minutes, is that this will be a center for the healing of the nations. This will be a center for the healing of many that God has placed a call for their lives. But they don't even know what's in them. But they will come and discover their God-given potential, and we'll celebrate with them. They are going and they are coming in. They will go and they will come. Hakushka paramashi. Don't let the fear of man stop you from making strides forward to obey the Lord.